few trends, just like many adults. Kids' fashion usually does follow the trends for the grown-ups. So you're seeing, just like the adults, they're showing fake fur in some of the items for kids.
Yeah, fake fur and colored fake fur, too, I'm hearing, right?
Yes. Like so colors, yep, colors are a big thing. You'll see, stripes and polka dots are really popular this fall season with kids, as well as, the statement prints and different appliques. And then what's trending right now is natural hues like gray, steel, and brown.
Oh, okay.
And, of course, bright shades as well. So you're seeing a lot of reds, coral, pinks, orange, purples, and fuchsia.
One of the big looks for adults this year, well, it's been bubbling under for a couple years now, but it's still out there, is that that military look.
Does that trend
to the younger set, too?
It does. I mean, you'll see little military jackets for the kids, or the color, like the khaki, the green color, into pants. But yeah, the jackets are really popular.
Yeah, I'm not a big, I like the military look, but that whole camo look to me, that camouflage look is, I feel like
it should
be.
It's not necessarily the camo, it's more of the khaki, the green, the military green, the military jacket, with the buttons on it. It's more along the lines of those.
Well, another thing that's still, big, and we talked to our friend from New York City about an hour or so ago, layering. And I'm thinking that's something kind of cool for kids. Maybe that's a way to try to keep them a little warm getting into the cold.
It's hard because kids don't get the concept of layering. You want to try to layer with them. And they don't. Once you put on, they're so traditional in their ways. A lot of times people are still wearing, kids are still wearing shorts and T-shirts to school. So that is a great way to incorporate trends. But once you start putting on, I find different layers on the kids, they don't like it.
Oh, really? They're not big? No?
That's what I mean, I always like to add a scarf here and there, a vest over something, and my girls always resist. Once you start adding things to what they have, they cut it back away. So it is a great trend, and especially to keep them warm or in this kind of trend. We're in a transitional time.
Yeah.
Because one day it could be 75, the next day it could be 60, so it is a great time to add the layering.
Yeah. We got the holiday weekend coming up this weekend with Columbus Day. Are you going to be doing are you doing the pumpkin thing, or what are you up to?
We might go apple picking.
Yeah.
The kids want to go to, the Canopy Lake.
Oh, the horror? Is that kid-friendly, or are there different portions of it? Because I know
somebody was saying that you can buy a necklace that says kind of keeps the, because they will go up to you and touch you and scare you, and I think it says goblins. Be gone or something, so that the people know if your young kids are scared and don't approach them.
Well, that's good news, because I'd be wearing one of those myself.
It's a little scary. I don't think I'd go there at night. Nah. I think nighttime is a little bit different.
Yeah, things change up just a little bit. We're talking to the trendy mommy, Anne Marie Selden, and she's always keeping her eye on what is happening as far as new products and the like. Anything that you've seen in the past week that has jumped out at you that you want to share?
I participated in a wonderful Get Fit for Fall program, and it was Planet Shoes. So it's planetshoes.com, and
okay.
They have shoes for everyone. And it was a way for bloggers to kind of join in the Planet Shoes Get Fit for Fall Challenge, which was great. And my goals were obviously not as ambitious as some of the other bloggers out there, but I really wanted to get out with my new shoes and walk the dog every single day.
So you're doing that, right? You've been talking about this.
It's a small goal, but, it's hard to get back into it when if you take the summer off or, it's a great time to kind of, a lot of people are running 5Ks and embracing the outdoors.
Oh, boy. Just interesting stuff. So, I was reading something the other day about getting back into shape, especially for moms. That this is the time you are a lot of moms that the kids are gone. A good time for you to maybe sneak a half hour or 40 minutes or whatever to, whether it's to take that dog for the longer walk or